have a party.
Come on, let's have a party.
Come on, let's have a party.
You are listening to a Country Carnival podcast.
Heya and welcome to September's podcast from West Country Carnival. Today I'm joined with Nath. I'm Becky.
Hi.
And I'm Lottie. Yeah. We've been to four carnivals since we've last talked in August. These are Stirmont St Newton, Seaton, Trowbridge and Axminster. The report from Axminster, I'm going to do that in a minute, but I'm going to start with Stirmonster. It was raining, which was not nice going down the lineup. It was a bit wet, but it soon cleared for the actual carnival, which was really nice, so we could film it and it wasn't wet, which was nice, so it didn't harm the equipment. We've also got an interview with Roger, which will be on in a minute after I finish this report. And yeah, it was a really nice warm-up carnival, wasn't it, Nate?
Yeah.
And now for the interview with Roger next. And just George's has improved a lot with Moulin Rouge with a moving roof. I thought that was a really good one. It made me laugh. Did it, uni? Right, now for Roger's interview.
How are you feeling?
I'm feeling a little bit nervous as usual.
You said on the forum you were trying something different.
Yeah, I've gone for it's up above my head this time.
Just see in the back of the car there.
It's big, but like last year's was all around me, so this year is going up big, but then next year is going to be even bigger. So we'll just see if it's something different. So.
And I'm now going to hand over to Becky for her report on the carnival she went to.
Hi, I'm Becky. Here's my report from Seaton Carnival.
Hi, I'm Becky. We're at Seaton Carnival. It's a nice day compared to Stirmonster Newton. We've got some interviews lined up with Tango Club Manager. Stuart.
Hi, we're from WCC.
I'm Becky. I see your float is the whole express.
Yeah.
How are you feeling about the fast carnival of the season?
Well, it's been a bit of a rush. Of course, we've moved up a gear this year because we're the Tango Juvenile Carnival Club, and whereas before we had a smallish float, this year we moved up to quite a big float.
Yeah.
So it's been quite a mechanical task to get the float up and running. And we've spent a lot of late nights this week getting everything going, and today there's still a lot of wet paint, as you can see, on the float. We're still painting it as I'm talking to you, and there we are. But we're so glad that we have been able to make Seaton, because it's very important that you do make the first carnival on the East Devon Circuit, and of course there's our own carnival next week at Sidmouth.
Yeah.
So we're looking forward to another bumper carnival there, and of course the float will be looking even more splendid then, with even more lights and people in for, I think, for a bit of a shock tonight. That's the right word, a good shock, because this is the Horror Express. And as Screaming Lord Sucks used to say, vote for the ghoul, he's no fool. You'll see all our kids on there tonight and they'll be having a grand time.
Yeah.
And we think we're going to give some of those people up in Somerset a run for their money.
Yeah.
Beware.
Thanks.
Right, okay.
Yeah. Sidville's float looked really good with that picture on Mickey Mouse, didn't it, Nate?
Yeah.
Do you agree, Lottie?
I didn't go, but yeah.
Okay. And an inflated cart with the Uranus spaceship thing looked great, and I think it could have been one of the funniest carts there. Yeah? Okay, the weather was sunny for the whole day, and it was really warm and nice. And we went by the sea and looked at all the ships sailing around. really fun, as they've said. Troybridge Carnival. We didn't actually have a report for Troybridge because it was raining during the lineup, and we couldn't get out the car for ages, basically. But luckily, the rain stopped for the actual carnival. And Lottie's making funny faces. And Hot Rocks looked really good. It lit up the road all the way down. Yes, it did, mate. So I was watching the road as well. I'm now going to hand it back to Lottie for Axminster.
Axminster was a really nice carnival. It was a bit... Well, we went down on the train, which is fun, wasn't it, Nath? As he missed the last, like, quarter of the ramp. And, yeah, it was really nice. It was a bit damp when we were getting there, but it was cleared up and it was fine. But it was fun. And the eclipse was good. Yeah, a lot of the floats were quite bright. Mickey Mouse, I remember. You could see it from the lineup, which is good, and it caused a lot of smoke, and it looked like it was catching the trees alight as it was going past. Eclipse had moved the driver to the front, Nath has just told me, so, yeah. Yeah, it was good. I enjoyed it a lot, did you, Nath? Yeah, because yeah, we met loads of people, which was good, and congratulated Nath on his hard work over the website and filming of their floats. And well done, obviously. Well done to Nath and everyone. Nath is now telling me there is a new law coming, which is a shame because we can't show under 16s because of parental, we don't have parental consent, so this is why all the majorettes have been removed, which is a shame. So if they want to be shown, is there any way we can get around it, Nath? They need to email Nath. So yeah, we've now got our own server on West Country Carnivals, which means you can go on it as much as you like for Connor, and oh well. And so yeah, also we've got 150 posts in the West Country Carnivals community, which is good to know everybody's interested and good on it. It's good fun, I like it. If you have any problems, again, contact any of the admin people on there. And yeah, we're going out to... I can't remember where I'm going tonight. This is good. Wellington tonight. And what? We got interviews with Phoenix. And Rascal. Well, these are being... And any others that we can find. These will be in next month's podcast. And this is Lottie signing out for West Country Carnivals. And Becky.
Bye.
And Nath. And Nath.
Is that alright?